Hello there, it's I think it's the 8th of February 2011. It's a Monday night. It's around about 10:20 p.m. in the evening, and you join the Black Country Bullies, aka Nick Treadwell, on his audio run. Oh, I left it quite late to go out tonight to do a run. I'm in an hour and I got into watching the folk awards on the TV. The BBC Radio 2 folk awards. And I watched the last hour or so until about 10 o'clock. Some good people on. Always got to laugh though, because some of the get up, a lot of nice beards going on there, and a lot of good moustache action. Flannel t-shirts and all that. Nice to see Chris Wood, who's a folk singer-songwriter, been around for ages. I've only just recently gotten into his music. Nice to see him getting a couple of awards tonight. He's a very deep songwriter, and he's a writer of a song called One in a Million, which I urge anybody to check out on iTunes or go into the library and get it out. It's on a couple of his albums. It's a beautiful 8-minute love song all about a lass and a guy who work in a chip shop. Real down-to-earth stuff, but beautiful, beautifully paced. So I just went past somebody then, so so it was great to see that. And then I sort of thought to myself, after that finished at 10 o'clock, I better go out really and do a run, because I hadn't been out since about Tuesday of last week, maybe Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Just doing a short run tonight, about 3 miles. It's my hill run, so I've gone up the hill. It's a nice night tonight, actually. Hold on a minute. Just going to pass somebody else, waiting for a bus. Yeah, it's a nice night tonight. Actually, you can see the blue sky, and there's white clouds dotted about all over the place. It's my favourite kind of sky at night. You see these dreamy, fluffy white clouds floating in a dark blue sky. All these pinpricks of light glittering around. Well, the ones I can see that are not polluted by the lights, of course. What have I been doing the last couple of days? Normal Nick Treadwell type stuff, really. Weekend. Max had a bit of a snotty nose, so we didn't take him swimming. We took him down to our local wacky warehouse for a bit of wackiness for about an hour. And then for the rest of the Sunday, we basically just stopped in, didn't do much really at all. Didn't even make it out to home base to get some DIY fittings and stuff. Simon, my hat's off to you, mate. For having the enthusiasm, I suppose. Having a dark kitchen probably enthused you to do it, and probably Yana was probably nagging at you, going, "Simon, get down to home base, get me some lights, so I can see what I'm doing." She doesn't speak like that, I know that. Just that's my nagging voice. So Sunday was a bit of a a non-day really, Saturday. Again, I had a bit of a lie-in, much like Simon. And then on the, I got up, took Max to the, tried to go to our new multi-million pound library in Blackheath, which is about to open up. I thought it was open, got there, and it was closed. Damn, it hasn't opened yet. But it looks really, really good. It's absolutely, it's quite ironic, really, that, you know, we've got all this news in the media about libraries closing, and we're just in our local community, we've got a brand new library opening up, multi-million pound state-of-the-art building. It's quite ironic. I just hope they don't close it down as soon as it opens. They probably have the opening and closing ceremony on the same day. I now declare this multi-million pound library open and closed. Everyone walks away. Hopefully not. So yeah, then we, because it wasn't open, we went to the playground, watched the footballers, amateur footballers for a bit, and watched the skateboardists, went on the swings and slides and stuff, and that was just me. Max enjoyed himself as well, and then went back home. Saturday afternoon, went to the park, another park, walked around that for a bit. A much of a muchness, really. Lots of park action going on at the moment. What else has been going on? Yeah, I was really disappointed. Some people may have seen that I put some stuff on Twitter, Facebook about Stephen Bassett, who's an activist for UFO disclosure. He was doing a lecture at Santa Monica Friday, just gone, and somebody had posted some promotional material for it, saying he was going to disclose this undeniable evidence of aliens and UFOs and all the rest of it. It turned out that was just somebody else having a bit of a laugh. But it turned out there's a sting in the tail that today I saw a post via a forum, Project Camelot forum, which is a site that I go to. It's you know, it's one of those sites. Don't tell anybody else. Yeah, somebody on there was posted a link to a story about this guy, famous case in UFO ufology. Is a Billy Meyer case. I won't go into it now, but basically, this guy is having visitations and contact with the Pleiadian aliens for years and years and years. He supplied evidence in photographs and stuff like that, and a book was written about it. It's all debunked. Everyone said he was lying, all the rest of it, and now it turns out that this guy who wrote the book, or somebody who's got new evidence about Billy Meyer, has come out the woodwork, and he's basically wants to trump Stephen Bassett, and he says he's got some astounding evidence or something. So there you go. Wait with a bracing breath. Another dead end turns into another turn in the maze. We go around another way and find out there's another dead end. And that's what keeps you going, really, I suppose. What else have been going on? Oh, yeah. You may want to, next time you go shopping in Asda or Sainsbury's, you may want to get 6 months' worth of food, because I don't know if you know this or not, but there's going to be a pole shift on the 15th of March this year. That could cause a bit of turbulence. This is a story which broke on YouTube several days ago. Supposedly, it's all been talked about to death on the internet. Basically, a guy posted a video on YouTube saying that somebody called into the Alex Jones show. Alex Jones is a radio show host in America, there's a lot of conspiracy stuff and anti-government propaganda and all that shit. It's a bit of a fruitcake. And so he'd posted on, so someone said that he'd had a caller on the 28th of January to his show from an insider woman from NASA who was saying that she had some information about a pole shift coming on the 15th of January, and she had all this evidence and stuff. Basically, Alex Jones supposedly cut her off, and she never came back on the air. Well, the guy who posted this YouTube video a couple of days ago, he's a... his video was taken down from YouTube, and supposedly he was arrested by the FBI. I don't know how true that is. But after some more digging and looking on Above Top Secret, which is another site, a big forum basically dedicated to alternative media, conspiracies and so forth, somebody started a thread on there about this YouTube video and all these other ones that pops up from all these people with all this supposed evidence about how this upcoming comet, I forget the name of it now, which is coming into our range in the next few months or so, is going to cause all manner of pole shifts and all the rest of it. Somebody was but anyway, someone on ATS had posted something about some research about this guy, saying that he was a filmmaker and he had connections to Hollywood and all the rest of it, and that he was that he'd made these other videos that he'd found, this guy posted on ITS, about alien abductions and aliens abducting babies so they could eat them and stuff like that, which kind of makes me feel as if I really don't believe this guy very much. Kind of stuff that comes out in TV programs like V and so forth. So yeah, I probably think that this original guy who posted on YouTube really isn't telling us the whole truth. But just as a precaution, you may want to get several hundred tins of baked beans when you go for your next shop at Asda. What else has been going on? Not a lot. I'm conscious of the fact that I really need to do a podcast, a homegrown podcast. Just haven't got around to it yet. I keep putting it off. I need to get on the internet. It's the research part of it which is a chore, really. It's doing the research, finding websites for the musicians, getting it all documented so I have some information, biographical information to say and stuff. That takes a long time. I should do it as it goes along, really, and as the emails come in, find out the information, and then all I have to do then is put it all together for the show when I've got enough. But I'll leave it to mount up a bit, really, which is a bit shit. Right, so I need to do that. I'm probably about a quarter of a mile from home now, or less. Just doing a small 3-miler tonight, just to get out the house, really. I don't think there's an awful lot else to say at this point, so I'm going to sign off now. This is the Black Country Bullet. Looking at the sky, looking at the clouds, enjoying being out running. Signing off for now. I'll speak to you all pretty soon.